This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is Friday, 6:31. It's clouding over now, still 84, getting down to a low 71. Tomorrow, get ready for it. Heavy rain in the morning, afternoon sun. It's going to be a high of 84 tomorrow with a low of 70. And then Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a shower during the day, high of 84. Later in this half hour, we'll talk to a man who was there to witness one of North America's biggest UFO sightings. He'll tell us what that was like. Let's begin, though, with what's happening with the Fed. Janet Yellen coming out saying that, the rate increases are actually going to slow down, that we're about where we need to be. But meanwhile, people are looking at this $4.5 trillion on the Fed balance sheet and wondering, what is that going to do? Michael Pento with us, president of Pento Portfolio Strategies, author of The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Michael, great to have you on WILS. And I think Michael's there. I hear what sounds like might be a phone line. What do you think? And I'm going to say he's probably not there. So, yeah, let's give him another call. Let's see. Now, sometimes when we have a guest on the line and there's a drop, sometimes they don't know they're not on the line and it turns into a whole situation. I should note later in this half hour, Alan Sachs will be here. We're going to get him in here, political science professor at the University of Texas. He's going to give us his thoughts on Sean Spicer today resigning. It's pretty controversial. Apparently, he was telling his friends, well, according to the New York Times, that he was tired of being critiqued for his performance by President Trump. That's one of the reasons why they stopped doing these televised press briefings. Michael Pento, though, here with us on WILS. Pento, Michael, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me back on, Michael.
Hey, I'm curious because we hear about this $4.5 trillion on the Fed balance sheet. Can you explain what that even really means?
Well, when the Fed starts quantitative counterfeiting, what they do is they try to increase the size of its assets on its balance sheet. So when they start printing money, they buy treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, usually long-duration treasuries, and they pretend that someday they might sell them so they don't monetize the debt permanently. They put it on their balance sheet, and they bought $4.5 trillion altogether, and that's an increase of about $3.7 trillion from where they started at prior to the Great Recession, circa 2008.
Do you think in any way it mitigated the recession in them doing that?
Well, I think it mitigated a depression. We would have had a truncated depression, in my opinion, but what we've engendered is basically 8 years of 2% growth, and now we're growing at only 1.6%, and we still have record amount of debt and a huge asset bubble in bonds, a huge asset bubble in stocks, and a huge asset bubble in real estate. So we haven't solved any of the problem. We've just protracted the malaise out for going on almost a decade now. And the huge collapse is yet still ahead of us. So, we don't believe in free lunches here.
How long does the Fed, can the Fed sit on this $4.5 trillion then?
Well, in theory, they can sit on it forever. They could just say, we bought all this debt and we're going to just cancel it. And then that money supply, that base money supply, they call it high-powered money, which is physical coins, paper dollars, and Fed credit. That's called the base money supply. That just stays out there forever and is the seeds of hyperinflation or runaway inflation.
Okay, so in terms of the Fed's plan, do we know what they're going to do now? What did Janet Yellen say they're going to do with this?
Well, Janet Yellen said that possibly in September she's going to announce when they're going to actually start unwinding the QE program. So in other words, instead of buying assets, they went down from $85 billion per month to zero, and now they're going to start actually selling these assets, probably at the rate of around $10 billion per month, and that'll grow all the way to $60 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities and treasuries per month. The problem is, Michael, that we already have a deficit that's up 31% year over year. It's about $530 billion this year. Mm-hmm. And then you have, if the interest rates are going to go higher, because I would assume if you're selling bonds, you're driving up interest rates, which is the reverse of QE. Remember, QE took interest rates down, so reverse QE or quantitative tightening will take them higher. Then you're going to be paying probably $1 trillion worth of interest per annum, because if interest rates just go back to 5%, on the $20 trillion in debt, that's an extra $1 trillion added to the deficit on an annual basis. So we're in a deep problem here.
Yeah, but didn't Janet Yellen say they may no longer be increasing the interest rate? Aren't they going to hold kind of steady at this point?
So just to be specific, like I like to be, so the Fed funds rate, which is the overnight interbank lending rate, that's the very short duration loans that the Fed controls, that rate might not be raised any longer. And given the economic malaise that exists right now, I would say it's the right thing to do, perhaps. But the long end of the yield curve, this quantitative tightening, that's going to be pretty much on autopilot unless we hit a recession. It's going to start later this year. It's going to be announced September. It's going to commence later this year. And they're going to slowly unwind that balance sheet until it gets down to around $2 trillion.
Okay.
So they've got about $2.5 trillion worth of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities to sell.
That sounds
good. How many do you want?
How high is the interest rate going to go then, do you think?
Well, it all depends on a lot what happens, Michael, with Mario Draghi. Mario Draghi, the head of the ECB, he's involved in quantitative easing on his own. Mm-hmm. They're doing $60 billion worth of quantitative counterfeiting per month. That's supposed to be wound down also in the fall. Now, if Mario Draghi winds down QE in the fall, and Janet Yellen starts selling longer-dated treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, then interest rates probably will start heading up towards normal, and normal on the 10-year treasury is close to 7%. Okay. Now, I don't think we get anywhere near there because the economy probably falls to pieces by the time we get to 3.5 on the 10-year note.
Can you explain why that would occur, why things would fall apart?
I would be happy to. So the total U.S. debt is now 350% of GDP. It's an all-time record high. The normal debt-to-GDP ratio is 150%, going back decades. The total stock market capitalization of the percentage of GDP is now 135%. The normal ratio is 50%. Mm-hmm. So if you blow up the bubble in bonds, you're going to blow up the stock market, you're going to blow up the real estate market, and you're going to blow up the economy, just like we did in 2008. Why would it be different? We have all the bubbles. We only had a real estate bubble in 2008. Now we have a bond bubble, a stock bubble, and a real estate bubble, and an auto loan bubble, and a student debt bubble. Mm. So all these things are going to burst. And the only thing that's keeping this country together right now is the fact that interest rates have been on a progressive downward spiral since Paul Volcker in the early 1980s, went from 20% down to zero. And I think the Fed is kidding themselves if they think they can normalize interest rates and not pop the bubbles and that increased debt service payment on the record amount of debt outstanding. Household debt is an all-time record nominal high. National debt is at $20 trillion. When interest rates rise and debt service payments rise, the same thing is going to happen as 2008, except this time it probably would be even worse because, as I said, the Treasury's balance sheet and the Federal Reserve's balance sheet is already very extended.
Michael Pinto with us. It's pentoport.com. Pentoport.com is where you can find them. So what is the Fed really going to end up doing? I'm guessing they're not going to do anything to destroy the economy, right? What is their option then?
Well, I would assume, Michael, that they never set out to destroy the economy, but that's what they've always done. If you look at the MO of the Federal Reserve, they raise rates, and the economy collapses. You remember what happened in 2000? It happened in 2008. And I think the Fed stopped quantitative easing in 2014, and they raised rates four times. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to start quantitative tightening. They say they're going to go slow. They say they're going to go easy. And they say they won't cause any problems, but they always do. And when that happens, I think it's going to be too late. We're going to head into a recession. We're way overdue for a recession. When that happens, I think it's going to be a big problem for the stock market. I think the stock market could drop in excess of 50%.
Wow, that is relatively frightening. Do you think the Fed may rethink this plan when it comes down to it, though?
I think the Fed will backtrack on its plan to raise interest rates and to dump long-term assets. If we have a very, very poor non-farm payroll report. But don't forget what happened, can I just refresh your memory? You know, the central bank started lowering rates in early 2008, but that didn't stop the stock market from losing 50% of its value by March of 2009. The business cycle doesn't reverse on a dime. Mm-hmm. So they've gone too far already. We're already moving towards a recession. If you look at the default rate in auto loans, if you look at the bad assets that exist currently in the banking system, if you look at first quarter GDP, which was 1.4%, with a very slight rebound, hopefully, in Q2 of this year. So we're already bending towards a recession. If you look at commodity prices, if you look at the yield curve, how it's narrowed. So there's a lot of reasons to believe we're already too late, but the Fed is continuing to tighten into what I believe is a recession. And when they stop, it'll be too late. They're going to have to go all the way back down to zero, restart quantitative easing, and I think they're going to go to helicopter money, and maybe after a while that pulls out the economy, but it'll only be after we get a really, really big dose of inflation.
Michael Pento, president of Pento Portfolio Strategies. His book is The Coming Bond Market Collapse, and you can find him at pentoport.com, pentoport.com. Michael, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure, Michael.
Very, very sobering.